Blog Talk Radio.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulation, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulation, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the hosts of hell assail, and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost of battle, stand by me.
Stand by me. In the midst of force and failure, stand by me. Stand by me.
In the midst of force and failure, stand by me.
Stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand.
Oh, no.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden, and I'm nearing chilly Jordan. Oh, thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Good morning, precious saints. Welcome to another membership class. I want to just provide you with a few instructions before we bring on our teacher for this lesson, Sister Linda Hart. In an email that I sent to all prospective members, we gave the following instructions, but let me repeat them now today. First and foremost, each person desiring membership at Grace Church needs to print out the outlines, put their name on each outline and the date, and fill in the blanks. That's our way of knowing that you actually took the class, to fill in the blanks. At the end of each month, we would like for you to submit your lessons. Some months will have four outlines, some months will have five outlines, depending on if a month has four Tuesdays or five Tuesdays. So after you do all of your lessons for January, you, the individual, are to staple your lessons and submit them to our church secretary, Sister Gail McCready. She will in turn file your lessons for the month in the church office. And then when time for membership approval comes along, we will go to that file cabinet and pull out all your lessons and have a conversation with you about your understanding of what was taught over the 52 weeks, the one-year membership course. So again, we want each individual. We don't want couples to do it together. In other words, we don't want, if you're a couple, if you're a husband and wife, do not staple your sets as a couple. We want them individually stapled, submitted to Sister Gail McCready, and she will file them. If this is not done, if the lessons are not submitted, if the blanks are not filled, you are not eligible for membership. So that's the first step, taking the classes, filling in the blanks, submitting your work to the official church secretary. So without any further ado, let me bring on our dear Sister Linda Hart, who is a most capable teacher. She's been doing the first two classes because they have to do with the history of Grace Church and how the church was founded. And we incorporated this information into the 52-week lessons because if you're going to join something, you got to know its history. And not just know it, but appreciate it. And not just appreciate those who came before, but also embrace the history as you now join or are looking forward to joining this particular congregation. So without any further ado, Sister Hart, God bless you this morning. It's all yours.
Your Torah. Well, as we begin lesson two of our membership classes here, I would just like to give credit to two very special Christian ladies who worked so very hard to collect the history of Grace Church, to write it, to write the narrative, and to put it into booklet form for us, the history of the church. Now, the first woman that I'd like to recognize would be Doris Rockefeller. Now, she wrote the first booklet, and her booklet covered the founding of the church. It included the gathering of the people in 1874 and right on up to the centennial celebration of the church, which happened in 1975. Then, of course, we have Anita Smith. She wrote a second booklet. She added on to the history that Mrs. Rockefeller had written, and then she went right on up to the year 2000. And what was very interesting about her church history was Anita tried to add pictures. She was into photography. She was interested in researching that. And she tried to include a pictorial aspect to her written history. So they're both very interesting books of history. And now what has happened is very recently, Sister Amy Hart was voted in as the new church historian, and she is busily recording the most recent history. But the goal is to form a committee at some point to fill in that gap from the year 2000 to the present, and it is all there in binders. It just has to be gathered and organized and presented in booklet form, the members of Grace Church. So we want to thank the Lord this morning for Doris Rockefeller and her good work, Anita Smith and her good work, and of course, Sister Amy Hart for her enthusiasm to keep that work alive. Now, we'll be beginning this morning with the history of the women's groups of Grace Christian Church. Now, the very first women's group was organized in 1882 by Reverend Cook's wife. Now, Reverend Cook was the second pastor of Grace Church, and his wife, Mrs. Cook, named that first women's group the Ladies' Aid. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because that's exactly what those ladies did. They aided the church. Mrs. Cook was the first president, and they did all sorts of work. In 1884, the women would help to purchase the brick parsonage just to the south of Grace Church there on Center Street. The Green family has been the most recent family to live there in our generation. However, very sadly, financial difficulty made it impossible for the church to keep that residence, and so it was 11. Reverend McCrone's wife, Mrs. McCrone, organized what was called the Philathea class. Now, this was a women's group which was also very active in church affairs. That Philathea class, spelled P-H-I-L-A-T-H-E-A, would be in existence for close to 50 years until in 1953, the Ladies' Aid would join together to become the Society of Congregational Christian Women. Christian Women. Now, in 1954, this group became the Women's Fellowship, the name that we know today. It has been carried through right to the present time. And I will tell you, Leora Potter, who the Women's Fellowship leader for many, many years, I do believe led the group for the longest span of time at 38 years. Leora Potter, she led that group for 38 years. And after she went home to be with the Lord, the group formed a cookbook that was dedicated to the memory, the great memory of Leora Potter, who the Lord in so many ways. She really was an inspiration to so many of us. Now, this group of women, has been a long list of women who have led this group, with all devoting themselves to the work of the Lord as well as providing financial support to the church in whatever way it was needed. But it's interesting to know that it really all started with ice cream socials under a tent on the corner of Kingsbury Ave and Main Street. And it's interesting to think that to this day, our women are still pulling tables outside in front of the church to sell pies, to do rummage sales inside in the basement of the church, all to support the work of the church and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. It's a wonderful testament to what the Lord will do through just humble, simple people. Now, let's take a look at the long line of pastors that have served Grace Church. Now, we certainly can't name them all, but we're going to discuss just a few notables And some of the events, the changes that would come to the church during their ministry time. First, of course, we have our founding pastor that we learned about last week. His name was Charles E. Peake. Now, interestingly, he not only organized the church, but also the very first Sunday school was organized under his leadership. And it was a Sunday school that would boast 125 members. Can you even imagine? And if you'll notice, it was organized along with the people before the building was even constructed in 1874. So we can only guess. We do not have the history of where did they meet. We know the church was meeting at the Union Church, the Lutheran Church of today, on Main Street. Perhaps the Sunday school also met there. We don't know. But it was 125 members with a man named C.M. Knox as its first superintendent. Now, C.M. Knox was associated with the Knox gelatin that is still on the market today. And so, you know, just very interesting how these things happened. Now, in 1888, we come to the Reverend G.A. Carr, C-A-R-R, and he would become the fourth pastor. Interestingly, a great revival swept this town during his leadership at Grace. In 1889, 69 new members were added to Grace Church. Now, Grace Church was already a thriving church, but revival came. And then the next minister, within just that same year, by the end of that year, the Reverend George Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W, enroll 39 new members, and he baptized 79, and listen to this, 76 of whom were immersed in the Mohawk River. They went right down to the Mohawk River for their baptism. Now, there's no exact number of how many gathered at the river that day, but we know it was a large number. This is also recorded in the general history of St. Johnsville. And it's been shared and reported that it had to have been somewhere between 200 and 500 people. And Lord, we are praying today for revival again. We know it can happen. Now, in 1899, the Reverend G. E. Merrill was called, and the church celebrated its 25th anniversary, or the silver anniversary. And a little interesting note on that, a silver offering of $150 during this service. And that is quite an amount for the year. Now, in 1901, electric lights were installed at Grace Church. Imagine that, 1901. And the cost was only $100. Seems like a small amount to us, but I'm sure at that time it was substantial. And then the baptistry was built that year at $65. And that baptistry found up in the left choir loft as you look down at the church where Sister Linda Torres plays the piano now. That was a baptistry. Now, under the Reverend Chase in 1902, a new pipe organ was installed with a cost of $1,300. An addition was put on the church with a kitchen underneath at a cost of $467. And that choir platform down in the front was enlarged, both sides with the back underneath. Now in 1906, under the Reverend Rockwell, a new hot air furnace was installed at a cost of $125. Now, that's an interesting thing to think about, because imagine before the hot air furnace, the types of heating systems. We don't seem to have record of it, but they had to have been fairly primitive, and there had to have been people buzzing in and out of there trying to keep the heat going. Probably would. Now, we get into the 1900s here, and we're going to be looking 1911 right up to the last year, 1999. And a very important thing happened in 1911 under Reverend McCrone. Grace Church was incorporated. And it was incorporated under the beautiful name Grace Christian Church. Now, those incorporation papers still exist, and they are in the safe at Grace Christian Church. And at that time, the trustees, the number from 9 to 6, it's interesting to look at the numbers of your trustees throughout the years. At this point, it went from 9 trustees to 6. Now, in 1925, under Reverend Feely, the church held its golden jubilee, and the Dr. Martin Somerville, now if you remember, Martin Somerville had preached 50 years before at the church dedication there at Grace Church Jubilee Sermon. And it was noted in the history books that this was a very rare thing, that a minister who would preach at the inception service of a church would actually be back to preach at the Jubilee Sermon. But this Dr. Martin Somerville was able to do it. Now in 1931, under Reverend Hotchkiss, we united with the National Congregational Churches, and we became known in 1931 as Grace Congregational Christian Church. It was a loose affiliation. We still owned our own building. We still held the incorporation. However, this group did aid the church, as it seems, in securing pastors and the giving of advice to churches. Now, in 1944, Reverend Updike, who was a local man, became the pastor. And that year, we were gifted with the chimes from a man named R.R. Rhines. Now, these chimes are just a beautiful addition to our organ. And Sunday, those chimes are sounded to begin the worship hour. In 1948, the steeple was rebuilt. The baptismal tank was last used. And it was Mr. Updike, the Reverend Updike, who would be the last to use it. He baptized several young people in that year of 1948. And then in 1949, a new heating system was installed. Now we're going to November of 1950. This was a big year. Reverend Walton became pastor. On January 14th, 1951, a 75th anniversary celebration was held, and much activity ensued. New lights were installed in the sanctuary. The front of the sanctuary was rebuilt to look just as it does today. And that beautiful stained glass window of Jesus down front was added. And that was given by Mrs. Doris Rockefeller and her family in memory of her mother, Anna Nellis. And then in 1959, Reverend Walton was voted in as pastor emeritus. He seems to have been a very well-loved pastor. Now in 1962, under the Reverend Fairbanks, Grace Church joined the UCC, the United Church of Christ. And again, the name of Grace Church changed. Its name became Grace Congregational United Church of Christ. Now in 1967, that United Church of Christ and the Congregational Conference, with which we were affiliated, suggested a federation with the local Methodist Church. And it's interesting, but that proposal was rejected by the Grace Congregation. Thankfully, even with the affiliation with these different denominational entities, Grace remained having the ability to vote as to their future being. And so that proposal was rejected. Now, in 1968, the Reverend Gilpin became the new pastor, and the Monroe Street Parsonage was completely renovated. That was a big project. The church also improved greatly. Just a few things that went on under his ministry. Carpeting in the back of the church and in the vestibule. Paneling in that main entrance area when you come through the door that we use today. New cushions in the downstairs on the pews. A new little altar background and a crocheted Lord's Supper added to the curtain, the drapery behind that little altar in Fellowship Hall. And then in 1973, something very wonderful happened at Grace Church. A man named Robert Rowland, who was a St. Johnsville native, began the work of rebuilding and building anew a pipe organ. Now, this pipe organ had more than 100 pipes. In fact, when the pipe organ was finished, it was dedicated, and there was a program that was handed out at the very first dedication ceremony for that organ. And it has some very detailed information on that pipe organ. And what you realize is that Robert Rowland was a master organ builder. In fact, Mike Rowe included him on one of his segments that he did on television, and he actually called him the last organ builder. The last organ builder. I found that very interesting. He had a business for quite some time in Utica. So we were really blessed that he came back here to St. Johnsville and built that organ for us. Now, that dedication, it happened on May 5th, 1974. And that organ builder's very talented daughter, Roberta Rowland Raybould, gave the first ever be given on that organ. Now, this woman was extremely talented. She began playing piano at the age of 4. And at the age of 6, she was known throughout New York State as an accomplished child organist. And there was a newspaper article written that I recently read about this concert. And it was called To Be Soloist on Organ in St. Johnsville. And it was said that that day at Grace Church, they had to set up chairs in the back of the church in both choir lofts. And there were literally people standing on the stairwell to hear the concert given that day by Roberta Rowland Raybould. And it is estimated, we can't know for sure because of the spilling out of the actual sanctuary, but it is estimated that it was over 250 people because seats became unavailable. So that was a really big day for Grace Church, and praise God that he would gift us with such an instrument that is still being played today. Now, on Sunday, September 28, 1975, a special service was held to celebrate the 100th year of Grace Church. Mrs. Nellie Don was honored for her long membership at Grace Church. And Gilbert Huff, remember, the grandson of the planner of Grace Church, Gilbert Huff, H-O-U-G-H, was dedicated time for his 40 years of service as Grace Church treasurer. A covered dish followed the service. And then in 1985, Gilbert was recognized again for his 50 years of service. And I believe I tried to figure out exactly how many years he was treasurer, because I do remember him, and he served pretty much up to his passing over to the Lord. And so I know it had to have been somewhere near 55 years, but his last honoring was for 50 years of service. What a wonderful man he was. Then in 1983, Millie Walrath was welcomed as our organist. Now, that was a very special day. She came, and her first Sunday at Grace Church playing as the official organist was on Palm Sunday of that year. And I am telling you, I was there that day. She was a talented organist. The Lord blessed her with a gift. She would be with us for 34 years of dedicated service, playing the organ at Grace Church for the glory of God. And it was until 2017. Now, in 1984, Pastor Devendorf began his ministry at Grace Church. Now, Pastor Devendorf would take off time from his duties to pursue formal training to become an ordained minister. And on June 20th, in 1999, Reverend Devendorf was ordained at Grace Church. He was the first pastor in 70 years to have been ordained and installed at Grace Church as a minister. Now, he would serve Grace Church longer than any other minister at the total sum of 16 years. And then he would leave in the year 2000 for a pastorate out in Illinois. Now, as we look at the years spanning from 2000, there are just a few things that are quite substantial to be mentioned. But this is the history that still needs to be written. But what I tried to do was just to share with you a few very substantial things. First, on October 8th in that year 2000, Grace Church celebrated the 125th year anniversary of the church. And if you notice, the day was patterned after the very first dedication day of the church dedication way back in the 1800s. There was a morning service. Then the whole group went up to the benefit club for a catered buffet. And I truly believe that that was done in order that the ladies who would always diligently serve during our covered dish dinners would be able to really sit down and be served themselves. So it was nice. And then a 4 o'clock afternoon service was held. And if you look at the history book, the word joyous added to the recording of this event, it was recorded as a joyous event. It really was a beautiful day. Now, in 2005, something very significant was made change at Grace Church, and it was a good change. What happened was the board at Grace Christian Church became concerned with its affiliation with the United, what we found was, and it was obvious from the literature that was coming out from the United Church of Christ, what we realized was that this group was really moving away from obedience to the Word of God. Now, if you remember, when Grace Church began, the number one principle, the number one guiding principle for Grace, they would adhere strictly to the Word of God, to the Bible. And we found that after reading the literature, that we felt it important to educate the entire congregation on what was happening in the UCC. And so we did that on a weekly basis. We were sharing with them, many of whom had no idea, the stance that this UCC was taking on many current events were going on. And so it was with quite a little furor in the church that we did, after much thought and much consideration, we took a vote, a congregational vote, and the church voted that day to withdraw from the UCC and any denominational affiliation, and the church went back to its original name, Grace Christian Church. The name that it was incorporated under, and praising the Lord, back under those guiding principles that Grace Church had begun with way back in the 1800s. Now, as we look forward to the next church anniversary celebration, we do realize how good the Lord has been to us. Most recently, in 2021, Pastor Michael Torres became the new pastor of Grace Christian Church. And just a few of the things that began to happen regularly. Prayer meetings began again. The pastor began to offer a radio broadcast called Manna from Heaven. And most importantly, the pastor's preaching comes the Bible, the Word of God, the Bible. And revival immediately began with our attendance at Grace increasing from an average of 12 people to an average of between 40 and 50 people, with 82 people in attendance on our Easter Sunday service, the first that we would share with the Torres family. Pastor Torres's wife, Sister Linda, has become the choir director of the Grace Church Choir. And I do have to say, we've had our own little revival within the choir. Our number has increased, and she would lead an Easter and Christmas cantata and offers her piano music each and every Sunday for church services, along with Beth Close, who now plays the pipe organ. Our Sunday school is now back in full swing. After having to offer classes online for 3 years during the COVID pandemic. And then, of course, Pastor Harry Tuchert has returned to the church and was given the title Pastor Emeritus. This has been a very welcome addition to the church. And he works alongside Pastor Torres, who has so graciously and warmly Sir Harry Tuchert back within the fold. And a nursing home ministry was just added to the work of the church. And they, that group, is servicing 2 local nursing homes. So the ministries are expanding and the word of God is being preached. And we are all looking forward to 2023 with great expectation as we watch the Lord will do in our midst. Well, that concludes the second membership lesson for the year 2023. And let's close now with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we have to thank you, Lord. We thank you today for the hands and the hearts of so many people that have done your work at Grace Church, starting in 1874 and still going strong as you continue to bless us. We look forward, Lord, to many years of service at Grace Christian Church. And we just thank you, Lord, because we know that with you, all things are possible. Very near to Grace Church, and we pray that you will stay nearby, leading us and guiding us in all future endeavors. We thank you and we love you, Lord. May we look to you forever. In Jesus' name, we pray this day. Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God. friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord. Heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find